A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death of legendary Highlanders and Zimbabwe footballer Willard Mashinkila Nduna Mawi Kumalo.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the passing on of legendary Zimbabwe and Highlanders midfielder Willard Kumalo.
Kumalo died at the Bulawayo hospitals, and funeral arrangements are taking place right now as we speak. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he was a part of the dream team that was coached by German gaffer or German coach Reinhard Fabisch, who sadly has also passed on Gibbs.
Mm. So almost the entire squad has been, dissected. You know,
mm-hmm.
talk of Rambo, Mercedes Banda, Conjera, and all those kind of guys.
Indeed, indeed.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you said it's also part of that squad. There was also Adam Dlovu who died in a car crash. Of course, that to many was the golden generation of Zimbabwe. And of course, there's this famous match that they played against South Africa, the Africa Nations Cup. Zimbabwe beat South Africa 4-2 at the National Sports Stadium. And of course, the captain for South Africa at that time was Neil Tovey. Mm-hmm. You know, there was also players like Eskuse who were playing for South Africa at that particular time. And of course,
Dr. Kumalo.
Mm-hmm. And for Zimbabwe, you had the likes of Francis Shonai, Peter Ndlovu, who scored two goals in that famous match against South Africa. And another goal was scored by Vitalis Takawira, mm-hmm. and a screamer by Raman Gumbo to give Zimbabwe the 4-2 advantage with Grobler in goals. It was a famous match. You had Mercedes Sibanda also playing, and Adam Dlovu too. And after that match, you know, that's when Mashinkila's humor was noted by many when he said, of course, Dr. Khumalo is too beautiful to play soccer.
Yes, certainly. Watch your dialogue. Mashinkila, some Kumula Swanke civil, what Dr. Khumalo Mutia Kulta and Larry Pola. Yes, I see Pola Jalan Abanjan. Yes, so gay, Sulan Dabalan Chonajan, Lapel Corner, Kulampoke, Amakaya. Singazuti Lugamigalanjani, Upopa will at Kumalo, Abanang, you want to Bastogale, Latin City, Lalangutula game for it. Yes, so Sunuzo and Utigambilitin, Omawi, Mashinkila Pela, Induna, yes, Yakumula APF. Was in my Dalacompana Kuleni, but
we, yeah,
long hours said we,
of course,
support
yeah.
any team. I think we'll go Chapung, eh? Something like that. So, okay, yeah, we'll have to end Jaloge, Zurandab. Why in Dr. Civil Octan, the Woodcocker, in Dr. Utinga, is in Matotin, was Utilapa, would end to Kuruma Live. In Jaloge, white and Woody, and some jokes, Willard. So, I was sitting out to Zanlai, I would choke her in the Rosa Ways.
Yeah,
good Jalofoid.
Of course, it's not exactly a time to mourn, but to celebrate the life of Willard Khumalo. He was only 49 when he passed on. Of course, his life has been cut short, but he was a brilliant player. And of course, as they say, memories will live forever. I think Zimbabweans have very, very fond memories of the late Willard Khumalo. I think we have our guests lined up. Gibbs, first we have Mr.
Gundani.
Mr. Gundani, of course, is the Mr. Paul Gundani, a former footballer, a brilliant midfielder, I must say, and is now the Secretary General of the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Gundani, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us. And I think we also have my good friend, Ezra Chisa Sibanda, a soccer commentator. Ezra, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Of course, like we said, we are here to celebrate the life of Willard Khumalo, a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant midfielder. Gibbs.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Gundani. What can you say about the death of Mawi?
Willard Khumalo was a unique player. He was a player of great talent. He wasn't only a player who could play for his team, but he was also an entertainer of the fans. Under any circumstances, Willard, you will find him playing in crowd and also playing positively for making his club prosper. That was Willard Khumalo, the guy who would entertain anyone, the opposition supporters and his own supporters, and make them enjoy the game of football.
I think you have put it very well because, like I was telling Gibbs before the show, even when we were playing our plastic soccer in the dusty streets of Marondera, you know, you'll be going in circles and
Someone chanting, will say,
Mawi, Mawi.
Yeah. Even if you, your command of the soccer thing was not too good. Right?
It did.
that's a classic.
Yeah. Ezra, your take on Willard Khumalo.
Obviously, today we, like you're saying, guys, we are here to celebrate Willard Mawi's life, Unduna. Willard Khumalo is someone who I knew in the days when I was still in school. He was my senior when we had Notley High School and playing football. He was a great guy who inspired so many youngsters in Zimbabwe. As Paul has said, Willard to play, he was a crafter who worked so hard for the team, a leader, but at the same time, he will entertain the fans. You know that every time when they're playing, like Dynamos or Caps United or Cisco Steel and all those teams, you will enjoy the game because Willard, like with the late Rambos, were friends with the rival players from rival teams. So he was a great entertainer of our time and the most, one of the most talented midfielders of our time.
Thank you so much. Todzoka kwamuri mkoma po Gundani tichitaura nezve upenyu wa Willard Khumalo uyo akashaya. Mungati maimuzivawo semunhu akaita sei tichimboenda kuririmirwe chishoni.
Yeah, Willard
kadhi yakanga iri nyanzvi yekutamba mutambo wenhabvu. Akanga ari munhu uya anga asingatambiri timu yake chete, aitotambira nevaari kutamba navo. Apa ndiri kureva kuti aifadza mativi ese maviri. Anga ari munhu wekuti akaita zvidobi zvake munhandaro yenhabvu, munhu wese aisumuka kuombera. Anga ari munhu anga ari mutungamiriri, anga achivepo pakusimudzira nyange vavari kutamba navo. Nendeuka nyange pataita ma90 kuzviswa iye ari kuhaende bazi. Inai taikosa kuti titaudzwa kuti ngazi tiva kuona kuti tinoita zvipi. Ini ndichatoona nhasi. Naizvozvo zvaita kuti iwe usimudzire mutambo wako kune kutambo kudarika iye. Naizvozvozvo mutambo wenhabvu rega wanakicho.
Ye ngasibuya kuye khonapo baba Sibanda. So usakhumbula ke uyi khonaphana xa wayesebhoreni ebholeni khonapho edlala abantu babemthakazelela sibili kakhulu, kodwa wakusenza sibili ukuthi abantu bemthande kakhulu kuyini?
Okwakusenza ukuthi abantu bamjabulele kakhulu ikuqina kwakhe njalo lokweqayeqa kwakhe lokhana-ke singathi galloping jumping up edlale asukumise ama-supporters nxa sengani sebethuli yalenda zengani iyawa uladwate ngeqayeqa khana kungani uyachopochopoka ama-supporters wonke asukume. Kwakumnandi even lani nxa sesilikhuza-ke ibhora-ke uzize ukubana-ke inwele ngani ziyasukuma eseliphethe-ke okakhumalo libiselale siya kurumble siya kumatindla siya kuye njalo uyilade chake umbobo ligcwale nethini kumnandi kunjeyani.
So ke singathi khona kuyana kwakusenza labanye enxa abakudynamos ngicina bezithi wi kwakusenzwa kuyi kwakumangalisa phela
ukwenza lokho kanti kokugcina la ma-supporters esithi wi because wayengumuntu olomusa ngoba ezwana lo muntu wonke. Uwillard wayengazondi ama-supporters e-team, wayekwazi ukuthi ibhora ngumdlalo i-football is just a game, is a sport. Ngakho uwillard wayedlale ukuthi kuyawinwa kodwa kungazondwana, wayebiswa i-unity. That's why ngezikhathi kusadlala uwillard laborambo lama-players wonke laba, there was never violence emagroundini. Khathesi kulezi nsuku sophomba ukuliwa uwillard babedlala ibhora njengomdlalo, just as a game of sport. Labo Paul Kundane bedlala kamnandi, hhayi ukuthi
ye hayi siyamuzwa ke sibili uyakhuluma lapha umnumzana Sibanda uthi you still remember when Willard was always galloping when chips were almost down. You start galloping and doing things and people just go we you know, exactly. Including Telavan supporters, you know?
Of course. Everyone you know, you would temporarily forget that you are a Dynamos Kent United Zim Saint supporter and just cheer him on because it was brilliant.
Still remember one day, you know, Tarup West came to a certain section where we were sitting. You know, the late Tarup West. And he was a Dynamos guy, you know. And he said, I came here to look for Willard. Where is he? So then Willard looked at him and said, who are you? He said, if you don't know me, Willard, I'm like you, I'm very famous. So it's just like a motor cycle and lapa. Yes, come on, Busiso. Busiso, kunjani? Busiso, kunjani, ba?
Ngiyaphila Gibbs.
Kunjani khona lapho ke eSouth Africa?
Hayi, uthenzile nje ngendaba yama-permit, hayi sengayithola mina.
Kungcono sewenxazi wayithola i-permit yakho ke. Kodwa ungathini ke kwamashinkila lapho kasekho phela umnumzana?
Mr. Dube, hayi nginokudabuka la, ngikhala naye imoli yakhona ukuthi mhlawumbe ayilahlekelwanga yodwa nathi nje singamasapota-ke. Mina ngisapota e-Highlanders. So nami ma ngithi ngiyakuzwa kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, kodwa hhayi bese kufika isikhathi sakhona ngoba yonke into iyahamba ihambe iphele. So ngitawududuzeka umndeni wakhe kunye nama-supporters nje wonke nje abantu abakade bemthanda nje singathi wonke abantu beZimbabwe nje abaphatheke kabi njengoba mina ngiphatheke kabi. Ngithi hayi asiduduzeke, kwenzakele lokho ngesikhathi uNkulunkulu sekufanele kwenzeke ngoba yonke into ihlelwa nguye.
Owakusenza ukuthi limthande kakhulu uma uyikwini?
Hayi, ngimncane mina Gibbs, angiyena umuntu omdala kodwa okusalayo ngangisizwa nje ngoba awomadinda kusho ukuthi bengisasemakhaya bengisizwa ngeredio. Angizange ngike ngababona mina ku-TV bedlala bonke abokhalokusmax bengisizwa nje kukhulunywa ku-radio. So-ke uWillard Khumalo ngimaze nje sinami sengihlala kuBulawayo, ngibuya mhlawumbe ngizobuka ibhola mhlawumbe singena e-BF ngoba ngicabanga ngelinye ilanga siyaye sangena sacishe salunywa izinja lapha sizama ukuthi sijampele e-BF lapha kudlala i-Highlanders experience. Yiso isikhathi mina engasengibuka-ke ibhola ngaso. Kodwa-ke bengumuntu okhulileyo ngubaba ngokokuthi angeukuthi ngambona mina ngamehlo. Kodwa hhayi buhlungu lasenhliziyweni zethu, kodwa kufanele siwamukele ngoba isikhathi sakhona.
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Hayi nathi siyabonga, ulale ngokuthula umoya wakhe.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu baba Sibusiso, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi usifonele lathi baba.
Yebo.
Yeah, he says, according to Sibusiso, you know, Willard was a great man, according to him, but he never, you know, saw him playing. But he used to listen to the radio because
of course.
When Charles Mabinga was saying, you know, Willard Khumalo all the way, you know, and Mambara, you still remember?
Oh, yes.
Northleigh High School student, whatever.
Yes.
Still remember that?
Oh, yes.
School Boy International.
Those were the days. Tinemwe mtereri ku DRC mkoma tapinda makadi.
Ndinofara mkoma blessing makadi iko.
Aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa nhasi tiri kurangarira Willard Khumalo.
Ndainzwa nyaya ndafara zvikuru kuti ndakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa asi ndine urombo zvikuru nekushayika kwa Willard Khumalo. Willard anga ari mutambi ainakidza kana achitamba bhora. Ini ndiri mutsigiri mukuru weDynamos. Asi ndini mumwe wevanhu vaiuchira maoko kana bhora rabatwa naWillard Khumalo.
Chii chaipa kuti muuchire apa?
Ndakanga kumuzi. Halo?
Ndati chii chaipa kuti muuchire apa?
Chaitika pana Willard Khumalo aita akabata bhora. Aita zvidobi zvekuti munhu wese wainatidzwa naye. Taitika pana Willard Khumalo zvakare aiti kana aine bhora wanga usingakwanise kuritora. Aiti akatanga kutenderera nebhora akasvetuka kudai. Nhandare yese waigoya kuti hwirizi kusanganisa nesu supporters zvedzinamo. Izvo zvaibva zvaita kuti bhora rinakidze zvikurusisa. Saka ndingati munhu wandakaziva kubva achiri kutambira maunder 20 achitambana naMoses Chura achiuya muHighlanders vaiti ukaiona Highlanders ichiti pagate pai naPeter Ngumo Abraham Mbamba ari ku2 Dimitani Nyoni Dr ari pa3 Willard Khumalo ari padefensive link kumashure paina Alexander Maseko pamberi apa paina naTani Banda kuseven kuina Madinda Row Dynamos aitonyatoziva kuti hanhasi chakachaya saka bhora rainaenda zvikuru mazuva iwayo. Saka ndamboyo pandanyora paFacebook paWhatsApp ndichida kuti mundifonere ndataura ndikati ndiri kuda kuti nditaure kuti why Willard Khumalo ndichiti he was the most supported player in Zimbabwe. Hongu vamwe I am not saying he was the best but he was the most supported. Kuti hakuna munhu aiti Willard akabata bhora akanga asingauchire. Hakuna munhu aiti Willard akabata bhora anga asingati mahwiri. Ndichiri kurangarira pane rimwe gemu ravakatamba neKets United pamukombe waizi Africa Day waitambwa home and away. Dzakanga dzaita 0 dzanga dzaita 1-1 kuBulawayo ndichizotambwa kunational stadium neKets United. Isusu vatsigirei Dynamos taita kuti Highlanders hakuda negrajenekets united. Tashamisika zvikuru taona Barry Dhaka aisa Willard Khumalo pabhenji tikati nhasi bhora harisi kunakidza hamuna mahwiri mugiraundi umu but akazopinda ari sub kune vatiri kuziva bhora irorero zvidobi zvaakasikoita vakugoesa puku nhandare kana mbidzi yakunational stadium kwakadziva kuna Bulawayo Road uko ari nechekuilevhen uko njengesere yaakaita mukomana wekepsi ainzi kudzanaita ruinga achikurosa bhora nehedhero yarakaitwa naminisoma yakasimudza nhandare yese vanhu vakati aiwa kochanga akaisa Willard pabhenzi aanoziva zvaanga akazvitira asi vanhu vakanga vagunun'una zvikuru saka anga ari munhu ainakidza zvikuru aiita kuti bhora rinakidze kunyange paakazoregedza bhora akukosha akanokosha Langstaff Steel yakasumuka zvikuru zvekuti yakanyanya kuita mukurumbira nenyaya yekugona kupirana bhora nekuti Willard anga asingati munhu anoisa bhora mudenga. Willard aida bhora repasi. Willard aida bhora rema 1-2-1-2 kwete redhibura dhibura. Iye pachake akanga aine ball control yakanyanyisa zvokuti anogona kumisa bhora and achikwanisa kuita vision kupira bhora ball distribution yake yanga yakanyanya zvikuru aiti mathrough pass aiisa kuna madhinda uku taibva tatoziva kuti Oliver Kateya vaiaaiudzira pazvinhu zvatoipa anga aigonesa bhora zvikuru zvakanyanya mukomana iyi and aiita kuti bhora rinakidze saka ndati inini he was the most supported supporter in Zimbabwean football. Ini ndakakura ndigara kuAllen Park aiti kana panguva yafabish pataigadzirira game necape ne pataigadzira game nesouth africa ra 1992 first game rere isi taienda kukunational stadium nekuti pava pari padhudze nekwataigara tichiona vachitraina mazuva afabish aya ndakaona matraining avo ese tiriko tiri wapanha tapinda mugrounds bom aita akabata bhora so taitanga futi kuti hwiriri zvakatoshandisa kana iye fabhishi chaizvo izvo zvakatoita kuti iye atozaranesaakatioti boraiti bhora kana rauya vakapera vapedza kutsena oyo achiti mhoresa because takanga tiri masapoti anowiradhi kumara akatamba bhora kubva patakarova south africa payapaya mazuva afabhishi payapaya aripo pamidi zvechokwadi dr kumana akarishaya bhora tikarova togo 1-0 tikarova Egypt 2-1 tikanotamba neEgypt kuEgypt ikoko kusvika parakazoitwa replay kuLyon kuFrance arimo Willard Khumalo wainyatsoona kuti rindo rinonzi bhora zvasiyana nezvemazuvano ndinopigirana nekutaura kwaita Ezra Chisasibanda kuti zvose kana kudhara kwakausingarovani vanhu bhozi vanhu vakanga vakaita sana Willard Khumalo vairatidza kuti bhora nderemunhu wese bhora mitambo hakuzi kuvengana zvekuti aiti akauya kwedu kuvietnam kuya kuhighlanders ichitamba kuya taiuchira maoko asi azvinezvi mukoya umwe munhu so vanhu vatipotsera matombo
aiwa tinotenda vatapinda
akadaro zvinorwadza kuti tishaikirwe nevanhu vakadaro mubhora
tinotenda zvikuru
tinoti ha mukomana akasiya aita basa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vatapinda
Okay,
ndatenda zvikuru mukoma blessing. Tinotenda zvikuru. Atapinda, you can tell, is a soccer encyclopedia.
Exactly.
Yeah, but most importantly, what he said about Willard Khumalo is the theme that is emerging. He's saying he might not have been the best player that Zimbabwe has produced, but he was the most supported, you know, loved by everyone, you know, because he was a brilliant player, you know. He's a diehard Dynamo supporter, but he would say even when Willard was training for the national team at the National Sports Stadium, they would go and cheer him on, you know. That
if
was
you were with the ball, they just go, we.
Yes.
Papa Spam, just zwele lawe. Umzwele lapa.
No, yeah, I'm really impressed by the guy, and then he's really getting to tell you. He support the Islanders. He knew exactly line up the Islanders. My memory of Willard is when he was playing in Germany, and the Highlanders were so desperate to win the Ziva Cup final. And Willard flew from Germany and landed in Rara, and the Dynamo didn't know that Willard was around. And just before the kickoff, all the players, 15 players, went to the field. Just when about to start the game, when Willard was still running, the whole national sports team actually stood up and were shocked to see Willard there. And then he helped the Highlanders win 3-1.
Is if a
cup final beating Dynamos.
Let's come back to you, Mr. Gundadi. You played during the same period, of course. How did you plan to stop players like Willard, for example, in your training sessions?
No, actually, Willard, he was a guy who could link with anyone in the team. Whenever we reached our training ground, Willard and Mesudi Subanda, Raman Gumbo, we started cracking jokes. They were players who were not the Islanders players, but they were national team players. They would go in between Dynamos players, Zisco team players, Acadia players with ease. And whenever our chiefs sat down when playing at the National Sports Stadium, I clearly recall Willard starting with the Galloping Antics. And the entire stadium will start shouting, you know, motivating us. And from there, the tide will change in our favor. Willard was really a guy who could motivate leagues on the field of play. I know I've met guys similar to Willard, but he is just unique. He was a player, you know, of his own character and caliber. He was a player who, when you made him angry, you depend on your children later on. You will reconcile with you and forget about what you did before.
Gibbs.
You can hear him, right?
Of course.
Very well said. He says, he's from Lumzana, who cost that to be in South Africa. Him, Tombo Stemba, Wunja.
I'm
feeling a book in Tembo, got it cut as some temple. Manje mthembu before niyakho phela ngana izwakale kuhle ah futhi bakithi isikhomo sami madoda
ngana izwakale kahle
yeah hambe ndawona ngani ngcono phela mthembu
manje soya ngizwa kahle
ah uboni ke isizwakale kuzwayo so ungathini baba ngokuba kwawilati
hey thina sokuthi dabukile futhi yabona izimbabwe ngani silahlekelwe ngupresident manje silahlekelwa kuwilati so uwilati siyamkhumbula kakhulu futhi especially njengoba kade uchazwa ngubhuti Paul lapho lo bhuti u-Ezra bekhuluma ngembali kaWillard Khumalo. UWillard Khumalo besijabulisa kakhulu ithini, especially abantu esihlala eSozville. Uma evakashile i-Highlanders kuyile idlala ne-Dynamos kumbe ne-Capes United. Hhayi, besijabula bhuti. Ungambona eseqa, uyacisha ukuthi ngokungamagundwane phela kuyadlala lapha esitekudleni. Uyakweqa kuyabuya kuyegijima ngaphansi kwenyawo zakhe yena eseqa ibhola edlala nje kubona ukuyidlala omunye umuntu udefender owenye ithimu kumbe i-midfielder ostanding induma ebalanda bathi ma semzengile uzasuka lapha amlande futhi ayebamba izandla baxoxe bangani bayahleka kodwa bona besemdlalweni eyi opposition yakhe ubona ukuthi hhayi lo muntu kakulikwempini la lapha kuyadlala into esasiyithanda kuWillard Khumalo so thina sithi heyi silusizi ngobhuti uWillard Khumalo ukuhamba kwakhe sithi kalale ngoxolo
ye so singathi kodwa abantu bafundani kuWillard phela nxa sikhuluma khonapho
uWillard abaningi abakwazi ukufunda especially abafana abancane laba abafuka kwazi ukufunda abafundile abehlulekile behlulekile uWillard bengathatha ibhola njengempi uWillard bethatha ibhola njengomdlalo ukuthi ma beseground noma bengakahamba ukuthi bayengena kanye center bangahlangana namanye ama players besenze lobonto uyahamba ayilungelela abanye bangane norambo lapha bakhithime bemarketing siwabona bekungelela umngane wakhe ngale beseza ama warm up yena ayenze opposite ayengena kwenye side kwenye team bese abengelela umngane wakhe so abanye abakulezi insuku abasakukhoni lokho ma bembona ngale kuthi ase abathamshonga sesiyamnika umuthi yini konoko asifuna kunamshonga uWillard Khumalo angalimuni ukuthi kana iwewe uchimona chitamba echiita izozo kuzothi munhu wese ifriend ngibrother apana zokuita ground tavinga chi mutambo chete kwete kuti tavinga hondo pano tavinga mutambo
aha
ya ikwese asikubona thina kuWillard Khumalo hayi thina siyakhala futhi kakhulukazi indlela ahambe ngayo kodwa kungelani indlela yethu sonke.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mthembu khonapho siqhunisile sibe lesishona ushaya emnandi sibili intemba lo mntu ublese ngozwile isindebele ngani siyamkhathaza kodwa ungani udobhile khonapho so he says yeah so sibongele kakhulu baba
iyabonga futhi omkhulu
so he says he loved Willard this type of play and he made soccer to look very easy, you know.
Indeed.
And you just dribble past other people, shake their hands later, and you know, he says he was a very good guy. And not today's youth, you know. He says, you know, in a pitch, soccer is like a war zone. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's so the problem.
He says, no, to him, it was not like that.
We have many messages on WhatsApp. Let me quickly read some of them. The first one says, what a sad loss to the soccer fraternity. Rest in peace, Nduna. John says, too bad he was such a great footballer. Joe says, we have lost a hero in soccer. May his soul rest in peace. Mandaza says, the death of Willard Khumalo is a big loss to the Zimbabwe football fraternity. Alphonse says he was a midfielder par excellence. He could read the game and even scored important goals. Mazi says it is a great loss to the soccer fraternity. However, we appreciate what he did for our nation. We'll read some of these messages. But for now, Mr. Gundan, please do stay on the line. And Mr. Spanda, stay on the line for our radio listeners. It ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk.
This is Tambo.